CNN Radio. I'm Paul Chambers. Voting in the Louisiana GOP primary is well underway. CNN's Joe Johns is in New Orleans, and he says so far turnout is light.
Very slow. We're in the Jefferson Parish area at a precinct, and we've been watching. Actually, there's a vote counter over here who tells us 35, maybe 40 people or so since the polls opened. They're not expecting a lot of turnout at all here in this state, and I think this poll is very indicative of that.
Rick Santorum is the favorite. 20 delegates are at stake. President Obama says U.S. energy policy needs to be about more than just drill, baby, drill.
Even though America uses around 20% of the world's oil, we only have around 2% of the world's known oil reserves. So even if we drilled everywhere, we'd still be relying on other countries for oil.
In his weekly address, the president said his all-of-the-above strategy includes more oil and gas here at home, but also more biofuels and fuel-efficient cars, more solar power and wind power. In the Republican address, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says his party remains committed to repealing the health care reform law. He says Americans want a more common-sense approach to affordable health care. Six children and two adults were killed overnight in a house fire in Charleston, West Virginia. Assistant Fire Chief Bob Sharp.
This makes 26 years this year I've been on the fire department. I've never seen a tragedy as big as the one we faced last night.
A seventh child is in intensive care. The sole surviving adult is also in the hospital. All of the victims participated in a Friday night birthday party. The Hunger Games is on track to have one of the biggest box office openings of all time. The post-apocalyptic thriller earned an estimated $68 million Friday. Hollywood trade publications say the film could earn more than $130 million by Sunday. This is CNN Radio.